This is Stephen FM.
Ooh, ciao. Better save me some lunch.
Can I take your order, please?
Hello and welcome to a very special lunchtime show with myself, Scott Walker, Yorkshire's favourite son, James Ross, and a very special guest in comedienne Adele Cliff.
It's just comedian, thanks.
Okay.
Don't need the feminisation of the word. That's a strong intro, isn't it? Hi.
That was a strong intro. I just tried to make it sound fancy.
Yes.
The reason we've got Adele here as well is it's, of course, the Leicester Comedy Festival. We spoke about it a little bit on our last show, didn't we?
Yeah, it's in full swing now.
And Adele's got set tonight, so she's going to be with us for the whole show.
Yep, can't get rid of me.
And we are actually live, not from the studio, we are at the LCB Depot, and we are actually directly opposite the venue of your show.
In just 9 hours' time, mm-hmm. I will be over the road.
It's going
to be a hard day of travelling for me.
Well, you've done a lot of travelling recently. You've been up and down from London to Leicester, haven't you?
I have a lot, yeah. I'm a big fan of the M1.
Cool.
Just love that motorway.
Can't beat the M1.
Oh.
It's great. Love me some roadworks.
some really random 50 mile an hour.
I like to really worry about the speed I'm going at the whole journey.
Yeah, exactly. Just keeps you on your toes. That's all you need. So we have got a very packed show. We've got, obviously, Adele, you'll be co-hosting with us the whole show.
Yep.
We'll be talking to someone from the LCB Depot in John, who is with us.
Hello.
We will be talking to Jess Robinson on the phone. And we'll be doing all the normal content, such as Beam Me Up with Scotty and all of your favourite stuff. So don't forget to tweet us in any questions for Adele at Demon FM, and we will try and get her to answer them as best she can.
I'll do my very best.
This is Demon FM.
So we are back, and as this is the lunchtime show, what better to talk about than what is for lunch? So James, we are at the LCB Depot.
We are.
They've got a lovely cafe. Some great food has been coming out.
I can see it. So I'm facing the inside, and you're facing the window. But me and Adele can see, like, there's burgers coming out, there's cups of tea, cups of coffee, cakes.
Can review them as they go past and
give them a little rating.
Yeah. Make decisions.
Five stars.
I'm just going based on smell. So I'm just getting like the waft of like, but oh.
It does smell really good in here.
John, do you get a discount?
I'm not sure actually.
You've never tried?
I've not actually tried it here, no.
No.
Which I really should do now that I think about it.
Yeah,
I work here. So.
Maybe you get a cumulative discount and now you're owed loads of free food.
That would be great actually, yeah. I might just inquire about that.
If you've got too much, just let us know.
Share the wealth.
Happy to come back to Leicester for food.
Talking of coming to Leicester for food, there are a number of great restaurants that I've noticed in the past year popping up. Any ones that are in particular that you've been to, Adele, since you've been up here? Or
I'm afraid I've been to Nando's and then Tesco. That's the two restaurants I've been to in Leicester.
To be honest, you know, that's probably like the two biggest things that are in Leicester right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's quite a variation of cuisines that you can go to if you go like towards the centre and that sort of stuff. There's always a choice.
I've eaten at the Exchange a few times. They've got some nice stuff.
I've seen that on Instagram. Yeah. It looks really nice.
I haven't Instagrammed it, but yeah, when I went there, it was nice. Yeah. It's Instagrammable. I just don't tend to Instagram my food because I think once you've Instagrammed it, people know that it's in your digestive tract, and I don't want them picturing that.
I've never thought about it like that, but now
it's like, this is what I'm currently digesting. Enjoy.
See, I'm a massive fan of Instagram and food, especially like I just think if someone's made it look all lovely on the plate, I want to show you some love.
With the world.
I want to show.
On Monday night, I made sausage, egg, and chips, and you know that's a standard meal. But I took a picture of that sausage, egg, and chip. I sent it to you, didn't I?
I definitely got that photo.
I do take photos of my food. I just don't put them online, so I have them for myself in my phone if I want a fond memory of a meal I enjoyed.
But do you only do it with good food, or do you also go, let me take a picture of that and remind myself anytime I suggest to cook that again not to do it?
I don't. Yeah, I tend to assume I'll remember the warnings in my own head, but I might have some. I'll have to go through all my pictures and have a look.
Just have like a little like flashback to.
Yeah, well, sometimes I send them to my sisters just to be like, look how good I am at cooking, you're jealous. And they'll be like, it looks like what you made yesterday, but sure.
We've got a little family group chat on iMessage.
Aren't you cool?
I know, like.
I've got a family chat.
65-year-old dad sends pictures of his.
Well, my dad doesn't have a phone, so.
Oh. See, my dad hasn't quite mastered the one hand selfie. So no matter what he's doing, it's got to be two hands.
Well, my mum has a really old phone that has a camera, but only on the back, and it has a selfie mode in inverted commas where it tells you which direction to hold the phone so it can see your face. So you turn it around, it goes go left, and then your face is. It's about 4 pixels, so it's not worth the effort. But
make a nice little new wallpaper for a cell phone. Yeah.
I was about to say that'd be a really good idea for iPhone. Completely forgetting that most phones now have a front-facing camera. Why has nobody else picked that up?
this is the future of phones.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to buy that idea off me, I'll give you 50% for 2 million.
Ooh. Dragon's Den.
Ooh, Dragon. Yeah, we've got it. We've got it. Cornered the market there.
So, John, you're on your lunch break at the moment.
Yes, I am. Hmm.
What's for lunch today?
Usually I tend to go for a Mackey's, but sometimes I also go for a meal deal as well, but... To be honest with you, I really need to stop doing that because it's quite expensive.
You've mentioned meal deals, and Adele, you are here now. So I've got a question that has been burning on this show.
Oh, God. Am I the person to answer it?
Both of you are, the beginning of time. And I feel like I'm fighting a losing battle here. Prawn mayo sandwiches. Yes or no?
I'm not a big mayo fan.
Ooh.
I can't
eat either of those ingredients. So no.
If I liked mayo, I would say yes, because I do really like prawns. But I'd be down for a prawn mayo if I liked it.
Is mayo that, like, people put a lot of it on things?
Oh, yeah.
Too much.
No, see, I'm one of them people, I like mayo with specific things. Like, some people, like you say, some people literally be like, I'm having a roast dinner, mayo. So,
I mean, I don't like dry food, but I wouldn't be like, you know what, this needs 2 scoops of mayonnaise. That will fix this meal.
Our producer, Jess, back in the studio, she has mayo, and then her food is the side of the mayo.
Yeah.
She's moved on to...
I mean, I feel like I treat quite a lot of food as a delivery mechanism for hummus.
Yeah, that is something
I'm going to have some hummus, but I can't just claw at it with my bare hands. I have to use something to deliver it to my face. Hummus.
What was it? Jess
had a pizza, and she's gone vegan. She's trying to go vegan. And instead
one of us.
And instead of cheese on top of the pizza, it was apparently hummus.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah. We had that look, and that's
not a normal thing. I should clarify. Like, hummus is great, but we don't just stick it on everything.
I'm glad, as a fellow vegan, she tried to tell us that it's a very normal vegan mechanism for covering the pizza. But I'm glad.
Was it cooked?
Yes.
Yes.
Was it with the tomato base and everything?
Yeah.
So just pizza, but just no cheese, but hummus instead.
Hummus is very similar to cheese.
Yeah.
You can get vegan cheese. I didn't know if she was just finding something to chuck on top.
Like, hummus isn't bad to, like, you know, if you've got pizza with lots of veg on, you can be like, I'll dip this bit in hummus, but not spread on it and then bake.
Like the crust even, just dip down the hummus.
Yeah, that's another great thing to deliver hummus to your face.
See, Jess is in the studio. This is all great ideas for you to never have that pizza again.
Jess, if you need any vegan tips, tweet me.
Ah, oh, see? And if anybody needs any vegan tips...
Yeah, tweet me. I'm great for vegan tips. Also, like, comedy, but mostly vegan tips.
We could mix the two, have vegan comedy.
It's kind of a thing. Exactly. They do vegan festivals, and they have comedy tents there. I mean, it's a bit of a tough gig. It's mostly a lot of people who believe they're right about everything, nodding and agreeing with you. So they love your feminist stuff, but when you do a joke that is in any way definitely a joke, they're like, I don't know if I agree with that.
But that's what we say. There's so many different options for lunch, and that is why we started this show.
Exactly.
You know, we don't just want to say have a ham sandwich or a cheese sandwich or a sandwich. Be a bit inventive.
Or a prawn mayo.
Always have a prawn
mayo. I like
that
your so many options for lunch are 4 different kinds of sandwiches.
Plain ham.
A lot of people have so many types of
lunch to have.
No, this is what I'm saying. I don't want people to have plain lunches. There's so much more. Don't just have the ham sandwich or that. Just try a bit. Live a little.
Yeah.
I want John to eat here. I'm worried he's not taking advantage of a potential staff
discount.
Yeah,
one of these days we'll eat here.
It's really nice.
I'll let you know.
Good.
It smells, like we say, smell incredible. I'm loving
it.
The...
It could be terrible to taste.
Ooh.
It probably isn't, but I'm just saying. We haven't tasted it, so we can't know.
We can't comment.
You are listening to... Demon FM.
Cooking with Rihanna. Hi guys, welcome back to Cooking with Rihanna. Today I'm going to be making a chickpea curry because on the last show we spoke about vegetarian dishes, so I thought, why not make one? Yeah, so we're going to start off by opening the chickpeas and just draining the water. Okay, so once you've drained your chickpeas, just set them aside in a container and we're gonna come back to those in a bit. Okay, so make sure you add some oil to your pan and get that preheating while we're chopping the onions and the garlic, yeah. Yeah, so just make sure that you peel your onion, and you know what, if you get some tears, that's completely fine, that's normal. Okay, so now that we've diced the onion, I'm gonna go ahead and chop up some fresh garlic, but feel free to use, you know, garlic granules or anything that you have, you know, just tailor it to whatever you have at home. I'm gonna go ahead and add it to the pan. Okay, so once your onions have softened, you can go ahead and add the chickpeas. I'm now gonna go and add some seasoning. So I'm just gonna add some salt, pepper, paprika, some herbs, you know, whatever. Add whatever you feel to add, make it your own, you know. Gonna add some chili flakes as well. I'm also gonna add some cayenne chili pepper. Okay, so once it's all combined in the pan, go ahead and add your curry sauce. Now, you can either make it from scratch or you can buy a ready-made curry sauce, which is what I'm doing because I'm a student and I am broke. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and add that in now. Okay, so once you've added your curry sauce, just let it bubble away for a bit, let the chickpeas like cook down, you know, just get all those flavours. Okay, so I'm going to be serving my chickpea curry with some white rice. So you're going to want to boil the white rice. Yeah, just get some water, bring it up to a boil, add your rice, season it, salt, pepper, whatever you want in there, yeah? Feel free to rinse your rice if you want to. I prefer to do that to get rid of some of the starch. And feel free to use a rice cooker if you have one, or just boil it on the hob if you want to. Okay, so once your rice is finished, go ahead and put it in a bowl or a plate or whatever you like to eat your curry out of, and then serve it all up. So you can find a picture of this delicious, beautiful, heartwarming meal at Demon FM on Twitter.
So that was Cooking with Rihanna.
Sounds delicious, that.
It does. I've never really tried many like vegetarian, vegan options, but since a couple of my mates have done it, I have definitely been more interested in trying.
Branch out,
yeah,
try it.
Yeah.
I always tend to think if I've not got meat in, I can't make a meal, but it's so wrong.
But that's the way that, like, traditionally we're taught to construct a meal, is you go, okay, here's the meat, and then here's all the sides, which is not the right way to do it at all.
So how long have you been vegan?
A decade. I'm the most moral person in the world. I'm better than all of you.
I'm going to talk about our producer, Jess, in the studio again. But she's been trying to be a vegan for a long time.
We were wrong. On air, I'd like to apologise to Jess. Sounds lovely. I'm going to put hummus on everything, already do that.
But we went to New York in January, and she was trying to be a vegetarian, and I saw her eat Chick-fil-A and a beef burger at Wendy's. So I don't want to... No.
Let's not shame her. She's trying now. What are you doing?
But I'm not trying.
Well, you're not trying.
You're not trying.
I'm very trying.
Yeah. that much is clear. So you want to try more vegetarian?
Yeah. One of my friends has done it and very successfully. Like, he completely he was, I thought after a few months I might get a bit bored and then go back to meat, but he said like he doesn't miss it at all.
It's really easy now. Like when I first went vegan back in the day,
before it was cool.
I mean, I'm still at school as well, so I didn't have a lot of like options to go out and eat, and it was before it was cool. I was vegan before Russell Brand, so I was definitely before it was cool. But there wasn't that many options. Now there's so many options. I go to quite a lot of places and have more than one thing to choose from on a menu, which baffles me because that's not how it used to be.
Yeah.
There's quite a few nice, talking about Leicester food as well, there's loads of little independent places around here
that are starting to do kind of like more like fair trade, vegan, just being more morally.
Got the No Waste shop as well.
Yeah.
That's just opened up. So I think it is something that's becoming a lot more accessible, really, as well.
Well, that ties nicely to what Reanimate, because the chickpea is basically the king of all veganism. It's so good. It's in everything.
It is in hummus, isn't it?
It's quite a key constituent of hummus. It's in hummus. It's in loads of stuff. Chickpeas are great. Do you know that you can make vegan meringues using chickpea runoff?
Ew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
It's witchcraft. A lot of hope. Witchcraft. Chickpeas. It's all the magical
Have you
things.
Ever successfully made it?
No, I just get other people to make them. Not like I have a staff, as in I just buy them when I see them. I'm not doing well enough to have a chef.
So, John, have you ever sort of like ventured into veganism at all?
Not veganism, but I did try to be a vegetarian for about a week and a half or so.
Can you call that trying, or is it just you forgot
trying.
To buy meat for a week?
Well, better than me and you, so.
Well, I did properly attempt to close them, you know, working out and stuff like that. I was like, okay, let me see if I can, you know, go a little bit without meat and, you know, see how that affects my diet and stuff. And it worked out well, but I just really missed meat. I'll be honest with you, I just really missed meat.
I feel like you'd go past a point and then you wouldn't miss it. It's just getting to the point.
I think it must be harder for, like, if people, like I hated meat before I stopped eating it, which made it incredibly easy to not eat it. But yeah, I imagine that would be tricky. But you're right. There must be a point where you go, you know what, I don't actually... Turns out bacon is just like salt and fat, and I can get that from other things.
That is one of my least favourite arguments to anyone that's ever.
Bacon?
I just don't get me wrong. I'm a massive fan of bacon, but
is it really that good? Because everyone will be like, you're vegan, but bacon though, and I'm like, bacon is not the pitch I'd go for to someone who's been like, I like animals.
Minted
like,
lamb chops. That's what I'd go for. Oh,
I like mint. Put it on peas.
Yes.
Sometimes, guys, when I'm treating myself, I have a bowl of peas with mint on it. Because I know how to live.
See, I'd have that, then I'd have a steak pie with it.
But, yeah. You
know, that's a meal now. It's not a whole snack. Pie next to your peas and be like, this is a snack.
Another friend of mine done the, is it Veganuary?
Veganuary.
And he literally lived off of beans on toast and mushroom for a month.
That technically is going vegan, but also that's not good for you. There's so many other things you can eat.
Twice a day he would have, he'd normally have just beans on toast for breakfast.
I mean, I love beans on toast, great meal.
And then for dinner, he'd just add a mushroom in there to spice it up.
What was your veggie diet when you went veggie, Joe?
A lot of chips, a lot of rice.
I don't eat chips anymore because I was so worried that I was just like going to pubs and they'd be like, well, we haven't got anything vegan, but do you want chips?
You fought for the moral right to have a vegan option. You're like, we're not just going to let you cop out with chips.
You can't just give me chips. I want more.
But as we are at the LCB depot, and John, this is your place of work.
Yes, it is.
Even though you've not eaten here, which is a crime.
Yeah. Yeah, I really
use that staff discount. There probably isn't a staff discount.
I don't think there is a staff discount, but
if
I'll
not, campaign for one.
I will.
A bit like Adele with the chips. Mm. Yeah, hold your own mini battle for a staff discount.
Yeah. So John, you're on your lunch break at the moment, like I said. So what's your day job? You're working at 360 Rent, which is based here at the LCB depot. So tell us a bit about that. What do you do?
Okay, well, I am a motion graphic designer and animator at the production company 360 Red. Mm-hmm. And we focus mainly on animation promotional videos for other companies that would be looking to promote what would be a service or a product. It could be completely animated, or it could be live action, or a little bit of both, really.
Sorry, I am listening, but the cutest dog just walked in.
Yeah, I saw your reaction. I was like, if what I'm saying is that, like, great, wow, okay.
Oh, it was, I didn't see
it. It sounded really interesting. Have you ever animated a dog?
I have animated a dog, yes.
Great, what kind of dog?
I'm not really sure. I love dogs. I'm not really a dog,
big dog
person,
small
though.
Dog?
To be. Oh, it was a small dog, yeah. Small. Quite a small, fluffy, cute
small
dog.
Small in comparison to a person, or just small because it was on the screen?
In comparison to a person, it was quite small, yeah. But it was also small if it was on screen as well.
Just double small, then.
Yeah, extra small. Yeah.
What happened? Because obviously, you've just said you're a massive fan of dogs, yet your sister is terrified
of
them.
She does not like dogs at all. I like animals. I actually really do like animals a lot, but she just doesn't.
Rihanna's not good with those.
No, she's really
not. I just had to give her the all clear to walk back.
Yeah, she just made
Oh, is that why she went away?
Yeah. That was why she made a run for it.
But, so what's it like working at the LCB? Is it a nice creative space to
work in? Yeah. There's a lot of people around you can kind of bounce ideas off and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And, you know, everyone's friendly and everyone's, you know, open and willing to talk and stuff. So, yeah, it's great. I love working here. And, it's just a great environment to work in. Mm.
Definitely. It's really nice space, actually. Mm. Like I said, you've got the cafe down there. There's little bits of art all over the place as well. It's, you know, so many offices are just four boring walls. And, like, I suppose that's nice with your job as well, Adele. You're not stuck in the same place all the time, although
I normally work from home
or on the car on the M1. That might be a bit like
in my car, but working from home's nice because you don't have to put on a bra. You can just
every cloud
wear a bra. Exactly.
But I don't have to put a bra on when I'm working from home either, so it's,
but
you know.
I do, and that's the patriarchy.
sometimes I do.
You do.
You need one, Scott. I
was going to say only on a Friday night. But
this is Demon FM.
So we've got Jess Robinson on the phone now ahead of her appearance at the Leicester Comedy Festival. Good afternoon, Jess. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm really excited for the show tonight.
What can we expect from that?
I absolutely can't wait. I'm doing my show No Filter, which I did at the Edinburgh Festival, which got rave reviews and just went down really, really well. And it's my favourite show I've ever done. It's a bit cheeky. It's fun. It's feel good. It'll put a smile on your face. There's loads of comedy and celebrity impressions and music. Mm-hmm. And it's just an hour of joy and nothing to do with any of the rubbish that's going on in the news at the moment.
That's what we all need. That's definitely...
Yeah, it's an antidote to anything going on in the news.
Yeah, we can...
And anything that begins with B.
We can prescribe it and at the doctors. Send them to your show.
Absolutely.
So we all know and love all of your amazing impressions. You've literally got too many to mention. To name a few, you've got Shirley Bassey, Theresa May. But that's not everything that you do, like you've just mentioned. You've got stand-up under your belt. You're a fantastic singer. You do loads of voiceover work for TV and radio as well. What's your favourite thing?
Well, I guess the fun thing is combining the music and the comedy and sort of getting to know my audience. So tonight the audience will get a chance to choose a combination of celebrity impression and song. So they can have Shirley Bassey, who usually sings on the line, singing, "Oh, brand new combine harvester." Like, they can choose anything, and it's just the most bonkers, weird combinations come out. We've had Shakira singing, "Hit me, baby, one more time." Lole, lole. And we've had Britney singing, "Don't worry, be happy." So it's so much fun. I love sort of flying by the seat of my pants and not knowing what's going to happen.
No, that sounds really good because it makes every show then different for you as well. It gives it a bit of variety.
Yeah, I get lots of audience members coming back for a second or third time as well, and they get to choose different combinations, and it's just so much fun.
That's really nice, and the audience then have got a bit of control over the set tonight then as well.
Definitely. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a big old party, so they get to get involved as well. It's it's great fun.
That sounds good. Another part of your TV career is The Imitation Game with Alexander Armstrong.
Yeah.
You did a great rendition of Single Ladies on there, actually.
Oh, it's Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
All the single ladies. Yeah, she's great fun.
It's fantastic. When did you sort of realise that that combination of singing and impressions was a winner?
Well, I've always been an impressionist, and of course I do all the, you know, I do a little bit of Cheryl Cole, mm-hmm. and I do Theresa May and all of those people, but when you can sing like Beyonce as well, you've got to be able to use it, and just that just lifts it up to another level, and not so many people can do that, so it's fun to combine that as well, and it brings people more joy and laughs.
Definitely. I would say it's quite unique as well, because we've seen it for odd little parts of sets, but never really for you base a lot of your show around combining the two, and it's really interesting.
Absolutely. There's so much rubbish going on in the world at the moment. Like, it's just, I think music is the thing that can bring lots of people together, whatever your politics are and whatever your religion is, all of that. It's just something that unites everyone, and if you can have a laugh as well, it's the best thing. So they're my two favourite things, the comedy and music, and yeah, I love to combine that.
You get to do that every day, which is amazing. Yeah, so like I said, you've got a never-ending list of amazing impressions. We've heard some there. You're doing the best Lorraine Kelly that I've ever heard.
Thank you. That's very, very kind.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre because you're on the phone. I can't see you. I could be on the phone to Lorraine.
Yes, they're all here.
You do the GC, Cheryl.
Oh, I love her. Don't mess with the JC and Cheryl, yeah, I love her.
Sharon Osbourne as well, that's a good one.
Oh, Sharon Osbourne, yes, darling. Come to the show tonight. It's fabulous, darling.
This is the Lunchtime Show on the Outer Mission brand of Demon FM. Make sure you tweet us in. Just getting every single...
Anything else, Scott?
Make sure you tweet us in at Demon FM if you've got anything to ask Adele. Her show is tonight, obviously, and we've come with a challenge for you, haven't we?
Oh, yes, I think we have.
You're going straight into that,
aren't you? We're going straight into the challenge.
We're not going straight into the challenge, we're just letting them know.
Okay, good. The challenge is imminent.
You've got a challenge.
Okay.
We've got a very exciting
challenge.
I'm aware
that the challenge is oncoming.
You're very prepared as well. We've
got.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I like my stationery.
Oh, I'm a bit of a stationery geek.
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
Definitely.
Have you ever been to the Paper Chase on Tottenham Court Road in London?
No.
It's their flagship store. It's really massive. It's got three stories. It's got a coffee shop in it. You could sleep there. It's great.
Oh, my God.
And it's got, like, everything. You know when you go on their website and there's loads of stuff where you're like, oh, I haven't seen that in a shop? It's got all of them.
I'm with the...
Yeah.
I'll go after my birthday when I get my £5 free on my...
Oh, yeah.
My voucher.
My birthday's really close to Christmas, so I get £10, like...
Ooh.
It's all right.
How close to Christmas?
Like, a week away.
Before or after?
Before.
Oh, see, I'm 9 days after.
Ah.
You're both on the joint present territory.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm just far enough away.
Just far enough away? I got a lot of joint presents because my birthday used to be, like, the day of the end of term or the day of, like, people's works, drinks and stuff like that, because it's...
See,
yeah.
Mine was perfect because people would start having like New Year's and Christmas parties after Christmas.
Nice.
So they were normally in not the best state when writing my card out. So that £10 that they thought was in the card was actually two tenners.
Ah.
I used to love it.
Yeah, I got a lot of cards where they crossed out Happy Christmas and just wrote Happy Birthday instead.
Just put an Happy Christmas and birthday.
Yeah.
Everything. So your show tonight, Adele.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about it.
Well, it's a work in progress, which means it's like I'm trying out new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be a version of the show that I'm going to take to the Edinburgh Festival this year. It's called Undershare, and it's like, you know, like not oversharing, the opposite. Yeah. And it's at 9 o'clock, and it's at Manhattan 34. And basically, I'm just trying out a lot of brand new stuff. So it will be funny, but I don't know where yet.
Someone will laugh at some point.
People will laugh. Sometimes at points I'm not anticipating, but yeah, there will be laughter. But it'll be fun. It's just me trying out new stuff. Get to see me floundering, but in a fun way.
Is that
really
more
selling it?
Is that more exciting when you are trying new stuff as well.
It's nice trying new stuff, because when you're at the stage where you're trying new stuff, it's basically you've gone, I think this is funny, and then you're telling people that. And if they agree, you're like, I'm a genius, it was funny. And if they don't, you're like, you guys are all idiots, but okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll try this somewhere else.
So it's quite nice, because a lot of the time, especially if you're doing bigger clubs and bigger gigs and stuff like that, you're doing stuff that you've done again and again because you know it works. So it's nice to try out new bits.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you're headed to the Edinburgh Fringe again this year?
I am, yes.
How do you find it up there?
It's nice. It's great. There's so much stuff to see. It's lovely. And it's really nice. It's like, it's like a work do for a whole month, except... Mm-hmm. Do twice as much work as you do during the rest of the year, so it's really fun to visit. I'd recommend. It's also incredibly hard work and very expensive.
It's quite expensive, isn't
it? So expensive. I got my first invoice for my venue, and it's a lot of money. but yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited about going back. So I enjoyed it previously.
Good. With the festival type atmosphere, do you think it's nice to be all together in the same city with fellow comedians?
Yeah, it's really nice, because actually a lot of the time, you know, even comedians you know well, you get on with well, you don't see that often, because especially other female comedians I know, because a lot of lineups there's just one woman, so
yes, yeah,
you get there and you're like, oh cool, today I'm the woman. But yeah, so it's really lovely, because you know, loads of people there are people who you like to hang out with. Yeah, so that's nice.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a similar sort of idea to, I guess, the LCB Depot, a creative like hub that you get a chance to.
Yeah, it's nice. There's a lot of, you know, opportunities to chat to people and be like, I've got a great idea, and work on stuff like that.
Bounce
which is
off
lovely.
Each other.
See, I've never been lucky enough to go to the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, but some, like, you do a lot of, obviously you're doing the Leicester Comedy Festival and all these.
Yeah.
People say that there is nothing quite like how Edinburgh changes for that month. Is that
it's insane. It's so different. So I've been there outside of the festival, because I've been there to do the Stand Comedy Club in Edinburgh, which is a lovely club. And you go there when it's not the festival, and you're like, oh, I don't know where my way around, because there's not an upside down purple cow here, and there's not like a huge sign that says this. It's, I think the population of Edinburgh sort of like triples or quadruples during the festival, so there's loads of people, and it's very different. I imagine the locals must find it insufferable, but I like it a lot.
I don't think anything can beat the Scottish sense of humour. Some of it is just phenomenal.
Oh yeah, they're great. And also, to be fair to the locals, they make an absolute killing.
Oh like,
yeah.
So I think they tolerate it admirably. And actually a lot of them go to the shows and stuff like that, so it's nice seeing them, you know, enjoy a festival in their city, because if I lived there, I'd be at everything.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great.
I think it's now time for a bit of a challenge that we've set you.
You want me to do some puns? I brought some puns on a variety of topics, so you guys can pick them, or I can just sort of randomly do puns. Whatever you're feeling.
I think, James, you've got to pick a topic.
Picking.
So I'm going to do my radio-friendly versions. That's of all this, obviously.
Pick a card, any card.
Baking. Okay, I won't do...
Since we're a lunchtime show.
Yeah. When I'm baking, I like to grate the outer skin of a citrus fruit and then grate that again. Might sound fussy, but I only want the zest of the zest.
Get that.
There you go. What have I got? Paul Hollywood recently got arrested for robbing a bank. Police recognised him immediately when he showed up wearing a baklava.
That's a good one.
I've seen you.
It's a nice idea that he would think that was a thing. Okay, go on, let's try another one. Pick a topic, any topic.
Okay. John's still
John's
here.
Going.
So.
Let's go for love.
You've just gotten John's gone for love, like straight in.
He knew that
smooth.
Was coming.
Okay, I don't know if I can say that one on the air, so I won't. My friends keep trying to set me up with people at parties, but I spend most of my time hiding behind plants because I'm very socially awkward. Some of these are a bit rude, guys. I can do this one. I went on a date to a Japanese restaurant where I spilt ramen down my dress. That's my Asian fuge pun.
These are good, aren't they? Some
Thanks.
People recycle them, but I've never heard any of these.
No. Oh, no, I wrote all of these myself. Good. So, yeah, because I wrote most of these for the UK Punch Championship, which was earlier in the festival. And you're not meant to recycle them. You're meant to be doing your own original ones. Mm. Otherwise, people could just, you know, what's the draw of the show? You can just go on Google.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true.
This is
go on, Scott, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to go with transport.
Transport, of course. Let's see.
Oh, I've got a relevant one. I'll PG-ify it. I got stuck in traffic recently between Junction 24 and Junction 26 of the M1. Tied up in knots. There you go, guys. See?
I like that.
Been on the M1 a lot recently and it's inspired me.
Please tell me you thought of that in the car on the way up.
No, I didn't, but oh. I could say that if that would make you happier. I sent my car to get cleaned, but when I got it back, it was wearing ribbons, tights and a tutu. I think it went in for a ballet. I should have been suspicious when the sign said they had a jeté wash. I don't know if that was too
very,
ballet
that
specific.
Was a very specific ballet one. So,
if you're just, in the mind
I'm a frustrated
frame, you're all right.
Ballerina.
And I'm glad I got that.
Okay, guys, do you want... one more final topic.
One more. Go,
you can choose the final.
Oh, I can choose the final topic. This is a lot of pressure. I'm going to do chocolate because it's on top of the pile. If you're struggling to find love in the chocolate community, you should try Tinder Bueno. It's the quickest way to get into someone's Snickers.
My headphones just fell off.
That's the level of laughter I like to inspire in people. Like headphone falling off levels of laughter. You should come to my show later.
Manhattan 34.
I'm very good at noticing when chocolate desserts are trying to creep up on me. I have excellent profiterole vision. The other ones are a bit rude. And I can do this one. There's a new award for the most beloved chocolate entertainer. The nominees were Dime Judi Dench, Reese's Priest's Wetherspoon, and Caramel Gibson. And the winner was Shirley Whirly Bassey.
I like that one. That was a good one.
Nothing funnier than saying Shirley Whirly Bassey, I don't think. I had another joke where... I'll find it. It's in cinema, which is really hard to say. I spent ages learning how to say it, and it was not worth it. But... I directed a film recently with an amazing all-star cast. It's been given a 15 certificate due to mild Peril Streep, strong Ewell L. Language Jackson, and sexual Ralph Fiennes's throughout.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's quite hard to say sexual Ralph Fiennes's.
That was there. There was a tinge of fear in your eyes.
A little bit, and that's someone who's said it a lot of times on my own in a room, just that sexual Ralph Fiennes's.
We're going to go back now to Jess Robinson on the phone. Very quickly, telling us about her show.
This is Demon FM.
Would you say you've got a favourite impression out of them all? It's the one that you really love doing?
Oh, it really depends on what day of the week it is and how I'm feeling. Who do I love doing? I always find... I like a bit of Stacey Solomon because she's always snappy and giggly. Kate Bush I love to do because you can do all the crazy dancing and put loads of reverb on your voice and go really high, like, and Shakira always gets a laugh. Yeah, it just depends how I'm feeling on the day. If I want to knock people's socks off, I'll do a bit of Catherine Jenkins doing something like, and if I want to surprise people, I'll do a bit of Nicki Minaj. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shine. I'm loving your tie. He likes looking on the guy with a thing on his eye. Oh.
It's so...
there's a bit of everything.
You've perfected all of the ones that you've got, really. And I think that's the nice thing, because a lot of impressionists might have a couple of ones that they're really strong at and then a couple that aren't quite as strong. But you're consistently strong on all of them.
Oh, thank you.
That's okay. What's the process sort of in perfecting a new impression? And I guess with the singing element as well, you've got to do a singing voice and a speaking voice as well.
Well, I trained as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got sort of the technique there, but I watch a lot of YouTube, and then I'll record a bit of YouTube, and then I'll record myself, and then I'll sort of compare the two. And when I'm sort of confident with an impression, I'll generally ring my mum and do it for her, and then she'll tell me if it's any good. She's the most critical person in the world, so if I get it past my mum, then that's good enough for stage, I reckon.
If she says yes, then you're all right to take it out.
Exactly, although she doesn't know who Cardi B is.
Well, make her watch the YouTube videos with you as well.
I will, yeah.
You'll be all right there. Do you think maybe when you combine your comedy set with the impressions that... do you think you get away with being slightly crueler or meaner to a celebrity because you're doing an impressive impression of them?
I don't know, actually. I think it could come across as being crueler because you're mimicking them.
Yeah.
Generally, my impressions are sort of affectionate, and
yes,
they are sort of poking fun, but nothing really nasty. Nothing that I wouldn't feel comfortable well, or maybe slightly uncomfortable, but nothing too bad that I wouldn't say to their face.
No, yeah, definitely.
This show is really the first chance I've had to say what I really think about some of these people and maybe how there are like parts of them that I wish I could channel for my own personal life.
Yes, that's a really interesting take on it, actually. And I know you've done sort of impressions of Alicia Dixon in front of Alicia Dixon. How does it feel when you're doing the impression for the person that you're doing the impression of?
Well, she was absolutely lovely, so I didn't feel bad about that. And she just took it. She just loved it. Stacey Solomon I did for her, and she was like, oh, you sound like my best friend. I was really nervous when I did Janet Street Porter. For Janet Street Porter, I thought she was going to punch me, but actually she was all right. She didn't punch me. I don't think she was that impressed.
No, but she was up for a laugh anyway.
She's slightly scary, but yeah, she was nice. She was very nice.
That's well, like I said, they are impressive, so there's no taking away from that. Like I mentioned earlier as well, the Imitation Game. What was it like having a space where you could work together collaboratively with other impressionists? Is that a really nice experience to have?
I loved it. There aren't that many of us, and certainly people like Roy Bremner and John Coleshaw and Alistair McGowan, I've worked with all of those now, and they are so supportive and sweet and funny and encouraging, and it was lovely to work with Deborah. And I just it's unusual because there are a few of us. I guess people sort of pisses against each other or try and compare us, or so it was lovely to have that opportunity to just team up and have a lovely time together.
I bet it was great fun on set actually as well.
It was brilliant. Too much laughing. I think there are a lot of things that had to be edited out.
Took about a full day just to get the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much, Jess. I'm afraid we are sort of running out of time now. Just to finish off, can I ask you to give us a little taste? We've heard a few, but a little couple of impressions that we might expect to hear at tonight's show.
Ooh, okay. All right, well, there is something for everyone. So you can have Britney Spears doing... Oh, baby, how are that? Don't know. And there can be a little bit of Theresa May, but not very much, because I don't like her.
Just a little tiny bit.
Just a tiny bit. Just a teeny touch. And of course, there'll probably be a bit of Beyonce.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So thank you very much, Jess. It's been fantastic to talk to you today.
Total pleasure.
And good luck for this evening as well.
Thank you.
Of course, you can catch Jess Robinson, No Filter, tonight at 9:30 at The Cookie right here in Leicester. And you can grab your tickets at jessrobinson.co.uk.
So we've come to the end of the hour.
No.
It's over, guys.
It's gone so quickly.
It has. I mean, the LCB Depot has been a great venue.
Yes, thank you very much, guys, at the LCB.
I can assure you they're all listening keenly.
They are. Look at them all. Look at them all.
They are. They're all discussing the staff discount they're going to get. Yeah,
they've heard rumours of a staff discount.
You're not going to be allowed back here. They're going to be like...
I'm going to be banned. I'll leave, and then they'll be like, just don't turn around.
Just wave from across the road tonight.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, so my time in Leicester's been great. I'm banned from the building next door.
But that's okay. I'll just sit in Manhattan 34 all day.
Definitely. And at 9 o'clock tonight as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone should come see my show. It's free entry. So, you know, nothing to lose except my dignity, and that's not yours. So it's fine.